Lord, I pray for a little while that You'd breathe on us,
yes.
Brood over us, strengthen us and stir us. Lord, we'll love You and thank You for it in Jesus' name. And all the Lord's people said,
Amen.
I'm going to take 4 or 5 texts this morning. So whenever I get to one, you can go there. How's that for a deal? God in His all-knowing, wise providence knew that this meeting would begin on this Lord's Day where we honor our mothers. And so I believe the Holy Ghost could breathe on it if we talked about them mothers in the Bible.
Amen.
I wished I had somebody.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'll try it again. I believe God will honor it this morning if we talked about mothers.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know Galatians chapter 4. Turns out that's the first text.
Amen.
Galatians 4:4 said, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. What about that? The only thing God needed when He was ready to send Jesus was He needed a mama. I wish I had somebody.
Amen.
Amen. It's all He needed. The woman is not inferior. She is not lesser. She is, girls, you can say amen right here. She's the crowning of all creation. Now, girls, that was pretty weak. This is one of your only chances in church. I mean, you think in heaven the Lord's going to let the women preach the first 100 years just because they got a lot they've been wanting to share with us? Come on, girls. Amen. You know you don't get many chances. It's your one good chance. God made all creation. This is Genesis. This is the King James Bible. I'm going to quote it. Genesis, He made all creation and said it was good. And then He saw man without woman. I'm quoting again. It is not good. Say amen, girls. You know you don't many good services go your way. This is going your way. He saw man without woman and said it is not good. Now, we're quoting the Word of God again. Girls, here's you another opportunity. Maybe the only good service y'all get, you better enjoy it. And then he took his time and brought her from him. And man's made out of the dust. The woman is made out of the bone. An old timer pointed out to me one time that man gets a ring around the collar if you wear a white shirt, but a woman will not. Because we're made out of dirt and y'all are made out of bone. Next time y'all get in a fuss, keep it scriptural. You can call him an old dirt bag. Fellas, you know, we ain't got much of a comeback. Call her a bonehead. And you'll just have to be sitting there. You'll just have to be satisfied with that, fellas. She's got a little upper edge on you right there. And he made woman, and here's what he said. And then when he saw her, and he said, it is very good. And so creation was good. Man alone in the garden, it is not good. Man should be alone. And then he made woman, man with a womb. That's what that, woman, and that's what that means. And then he said it was very good. And you know the only thing going to be in eternity future that was not in eternity past is there'll be a bride for His Son.
Amen.
Oh, I've never heard this sermon because I don't even know what it is, but I'm looking forward to hearing it. Woo! It's pretty good so far. I got 4 different texts and I got them about a minute ago. I need that redheaded fellow to sit by me every night. He was an inspiration. Exactly right. That bride. And did you know God did not look at Adam and Eve in the garden and say, oh, that gives me an idea. I think I'll get a bride for my son. Oh, no. You know, and they say this. I may have said it in the past, preacher. By the way, I love your preacher. He is a special man. And I love being around him. I learn when I'm around him. I think he knows a little bit of everything. And I don't know hardly nothing, so that's a good combination. I love being around your preacher. And it seems that happy are these thy. It's my first time here, and I've noticed everybody's happy. That's what he told Solomon. Happy are these thy servants. Whoop! I felt my first little happy bubble right there, preacher. I get one or two more in this sermon, your roast is going to burn. Amen. Back at the house. And I've said this, and others have probably said it, that the home was here before anything else. And I've said that too. Maybe. I don't know if I said it or not. But the truth is, the church was in the mind of God before the home ever was. He didn't look at Adam and Eve and say, that's a great idea. Think I'll get a bride for my son. No, he put them, amen. Created Adam. Adam in Luke 2 is called the Son of God. And he made a bride, and had that bride in him before she is ever brought out of him to be presented back to him. Amen. And the man may be the head, but the woman is the heart. Do you know you could be brain dead, but you can't be heart dead and live? Girls, there's another one for you. I never even said that till now. Make sure you sit by me the rest of the week. You know, you can be brain dead, your head dead, but if your heart, there's some people that live brain dead. That's how important you girls are. That's how important you ladies are. If that heart dies, I don't care what the brain's thinking at the moment, it's over with. One thing wrong with America, the woman's not where God created her to be. I didn't want to say she's not in her place because they're so defensive in this hour. I didn't want to say it like that. To me, being a mother and a wife, there's no higher honorable calling on earth than that. You'd have to step down from that to be the first president woman of the United States. You'd have to step down from that to go get you a career. Because this society mocks motherhood. And you say housewife, they sneer. But I got news for you. I don't care what you can build, a car, a computer, a real estate company. There ain't nothing more precious in this world than babies and children. God called you to build and have and raise and create the most wonderful thing He ever made. I'm about to wander off here and get in some trouble, Pastor. No more higher, honorable. Than what God created you. And that's the only thing He needed when He was coming. Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman. Made under the law. Sin came, according to the Old Testament, through two avenues. Sin came through a woman. God didn't hold her responsible. He held the man responsible. But she was the channel, the avenue through which Satan came. Sin came through a woman. First part of the Old Testament. And then sin came through the law. And so Jesus came back through both of those avenues to turn it around. To right that wrong. And he came through a woman, came through the law. And I think that's what Paul was referring to in 1 Timothy. For a woman shall be saved in childbearing. If she continues sobriety, faith, and holiness. Your saving grace, if you would. Your redeeming grace is that you can have babies and get the devil back.
Right.
I didn't say it again. You can get back at him.
Right.
That's why them Jewish women were thrilled to have babies and tried to have, and they felt so bad when they could because they knew one of them was going to be the Messiah. I preach a message, it's been several years now, out of Galatians. What can God make of a woman? Made of a woman! The Word was made flesh, the only thing he needed was a woman. Amen. And don't you girl, listen gals, don't get bitter, because God asked you to be submissive to your husband. You get to be in charge of them men the first 30 years of their life. Come on now. Come on now. See a 15-year-old boy, bigger and stronger, and a dad at the grocery store obeying his mom. Come on, girls. You raise them up to be good men, they'll be good husbands, and some woman will appreciate it down the road. Hey, man. Made of a woman. Made under the law. It's interesting to me, preacher, that God needed, when he went down there and got Abraham, Sarah, and started that elect nation, the Jewish nation. And through the Jews, which is why they're reviled and hated, Christ would come, Jesus would come. Out of thy loins and out of thy seed shall all families of the nations, all nations and families of the earth shall be blessed. And when he needed a woman to have a baby, he got the first, none of them could have babies. When God needed some women to have babies, he chose three women that could not. Sarah was barren, couldn't have babies. Isaac and Rebekah, she was barren, couldn't have babies. Jacob and Rachel, she couldn't have babies. God said, I need somebody to do something for me, but I'm going to need to get somebody that can't do it. Y'all ain't helping me right there. Woo! He said, I need somebody to do something for me. I'm going to get three women in a row who can't. There's that group that says, I can. Group says, I can't. Now, who you think God's going to breathe on? One old preacher said Moses had 40 years of I can in his system. That's when he tried to deliver the Jewish people in his flesh, killed that Egyptian, had run out of town. Doing things in the flesh don't ever work out. Doing things in the strength and the wisdom of the flesh. Then he got on the backside of the desert and had 40 years of I can't.
Right.
A whole lot of I quit.
Right.
Huh? Hiding back here, wasn't trying to do nothing. Having his family and having a little flock of sheep and trying to be nobody.
Right.
He had 40 years going to be somebody and then 40 years trying to be nobody. The old preacher from Boone, North Carolina, years ago told me they had 40 years of I can. Then they had, Moses had another 40 years of I can't. And then God sent him down to Pharaoh and he had 40 years of I am.
Amen.
And I know what it is to operate in a little bit of I can. And I know what it is to operate with a whole lot of I can't and I quit. But it's good to get over both of those and move into that I am. I heard your pastor this morning. I go to a place, the only thing I can do is the evangelist is plug in that pastor's heart. You ain't going any further than his vision. You ain't going any further than his faith and his heart and his desire. And I heard him this morning. 20 years. And that's what Joe Parsons said. Takes 20 years. He said it takes 5 years just to clear the rubble. You don't even work on your foundation. He said it takes 10 years to get a foundation laid. Then he said after 20 years you come show them your building, what you've had. He wasn't talking about this building. Now that you got it together, we need the power to fall on it. And it ain't going to work with I can or I can't. It'll work with I am. You got three women. He wasn't able to have babies. Said, I need y'all to have some babies for me. Woo! And some of y'all say, God can't use me because I ain't and I can't. You're the only one he can use. What did they say in 1 Corinthians 1? God hath chosen the weak things, the base things. He hath chosen... And things which are despised, there's four of them. And I love that. And things which are not.
Right.
Boy, that's pretty amazing. How do you find something that ain't? God specializes in taking things that are not.
Right.
You just fill in the blank. God can't use me because I am not, and he didn't hear what next you said. Because I am not fit, or I am not able, or I am not spiritual, or I am not worthy. By the time you said, I am not, he didn't hear the rest of it.
Right.
He was getting Gabriel to scribble your name down. I'm going to do something with that one. They know that they're not. Woo! He didn't hear nothing else you said when you said you are not. You saw the humility in your heart. Now, I will not is different than I am not. I will not is rebellion. But I am not is there's some humility right in there and brokenness right in there. I love them two mothers in Hebrews. Genesis was our second text. Y'all missed it. Hebrews 11 is our third one.
God bless
you. And I'm fixing to be done. Right when I get to the end. Watch this. Only two women mentioned in that Hebrews 11. Y'all familiar with the Hebrews 11 Hall of Faith? Maybe a new Christian here. That Hebrews 11 is that great cloud of witnesses. Hebrews 12, 1. That great cloud of Old Testament witnesses. And I love how they made that Hall of Faith. And do you know they did it by faith? Not by effort. Not by coming in first. Not by ability. Not by it. By faith. Every one of them said, by faith Enoch, by faith Noah, by faith Abel, by faith Abraham. I love Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, he done told you in chapter 9 and chapter 10 that you're coming through the blood. He that cometh to God must be, I love that be. Must believe.
Right.
We'd have had to be a religion or denomination if it said must do.
Right.
But he didn't say must do, he said it must be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Reuben Fields, the old black preacher from Indianapolis, Indiana. He'd probably gone to glory by now. The old black preacher. He'd say, I wish I could say this.
He said, I can see it, but I can't say it.
I mean, a black preacher can even explain what he can't explain. I mean, it's just pitiful we have to be white preachers. It's a curse, I think. Black men ain't even got to be saved. He can preach you a pretty good sermon. You know that's right. You know I'm telling it right. He said, Christianity is not a matter of doing. It's a matter of being. You'll end up doing the doing after you've been the being, and you won't even know you're doing this. And you're not being because you do. You're doing because of what you be. I love what Jesus told the disciples in John. That'll be another text too, the fourth, fifth. He said, and this is my work, that you believe on him that sent me.
Right.
He that cometh to God must believe that he is.
Amen.
Well, that's pretty good. That he is what? Don't worry about what, just that he is. He is every good thing you could ever say. That's why he left it open-ended. Almost ran right there. Almost ran. Woo! 80 pounds and 10 years ago, I'd have done been around this auditorium. But I've got my body right where I've been wanting to get it, and I ain't going to burn none of that off. If you're skinny on purpose, something's wrong with you. I hope that's by accident, sir. There's a beautiful man next to you. See if you can help him. Just put an arm around him. He may feel bad about his condition. If that's a condition, sir, we can help you this week with that. And I want to say something. If you are skinny and you can eat anything you want all day long, don't ever speak to me again. In my life, just in my whole life, don't ever talk to me. I eat warmed up cardboard and drink water without ice and grind up barley twigs and gain 7 pounds. Smack him just for sitting there. Forget the armor and smack him now. He is every good... I have no idea how we got off on that. He is every good thing you could mention, and that's all. He just said, just must believe that he is. He's what? He's whatever you need him to be. Just believe that he is. He is good. He is wonderful. He is merciful. He is able. Woo! He is eternal. He is love. He is light. He is interested in us. Hey, if you're hungry, he's bread. If you're thirsty, he's water. If you're dying, he's life. If you're bad, he's good. If you're wicked, he's merciful. If you're sinful, he's gracious. If you're going to hell, he done been there. Made a way to get you out. Must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder. Now, I didn't make up them rewards. I never would have. God did. Still puzzles me, perplexes me, blows my mind. We put a crown of thorns on his head, and he turned around and said, I love you anyhow, and if you just come over here and want me more than anything else, I'll put crowns of glory on your head. I ain't figured that one out. I wouldn't believe it if he didn't put it in there. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. Reward. We were in a messed up part of hell, hating him and everything about him. He studied you at your worst and then gave you his best. He didn't get under you the night he saved you. He got under you back yonder when you were yet a sinner. He's been to your worst moment. He studied your wickedest thoughts. He sat there when you committed your worst transgression. Honey, he took the worst sin ever run through the marrow of your bones and the worst sin that ever manifested itself out of your life. And he sat right there with you while you was doing it. And that's where he got under you. On the way to his funeral, he went by yours first. He started at your conception and walked through the days of your life. And when you was proud of yourself and thought you was worth something, he got under that rot too. See, you want to know why harlots and publicans get in before Pharisees and scribes? At least the sinner's ashamed of his sin. Scribes and Pharisees are proud of theirs. Oh my. That he is a rewarder. I didn't make him rewards. He did. It blows my mind. Woo! Boy, he made it easy. I know y'all trying to make this so hard. Who started trying to make this hard? Let's find him and hit him in the head with a brick. He's made this thing easy. Huh? There's the Apostle Paul. Was there a greater Christian? I don't know. I don't think so. Was there a greater preacher? I don't think so. Was there a greater missionary? There may have been some great ones we don't know. Nobody ever knew. But, I mean, Paul. God set him forth as a pattern for the rest. And what he said in 2 Timothy 4. You may have to help me with this, Seth. Your name's Seth, ain't it? I'm glad. You may have to help me with this. I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight, finished my course. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, I know it, because you're Paul. There ain't no doubt. Going to be a big old shiny crown. You're Paul. You're the apostle to the Gentiles. You're the apostle to the Gentiles. I was homeschooled 2 years. Pahonics. That's my favorite. He was the apostle to the Gentiles. And I know he's getting a crown. Surely. But he ain't done talking. Which the Lord the righteous says shall give me that day. Not to me only. And okay, James and John. And maybe some of the martyrs. I mean, what do you got to do? What do you got to be to get a crown with Paul? He says, not to me only. But unto them that also that, what? Go around the world and shake kingdom and turn upside down and die under a martyr. No. That blew me away when I saw all of it. And unto them also that love my appearing. What? Just some saved person somewhere that wants Jesus to come back. Lord, like same crown. Same crown on the apostle and all his labors and all his sacrifice and all his suffering. And over here, a little old saint that wants Jesus to come back more than he'll want anything in this world. He'd like this crown for you. I think maybe we miss it when we think that Paul deserved his crown. And my reward, that he is a, I'm back in Hebrews 11:6, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that casually glance his way. That's the NIV, I better get back to the kid. That he is a rewarder of them that drop by on Sunday and tip their hat once a week. Of them that look for him for a little while and then when it don't work out their way, they go another way. No. That word diligently is in there. The rewarder of them that diligently. That means they're going to get on their hands and knees and not quit until they found him. That diligently seek thee. Now I need to talk about these two moms and I'll be done. There's Sarah. Where's she at? Verse 11, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. There's Sarah. Now there's one other woman in the hall of faith. Where's she at? Verse 31. And then he ran out of time. I need somebody to help me. Sarah the mother of the Jews. Rahab. I'm about to have a happy bubble the size of Arkansas. I feel like throwing that like a football for some reason. Just go on, Seth. That's still your name. I'm about to shout. If Sarah represented the Jews, there's only one other woman bride in this thing, mother, and that was Rahab. She must, wonder who she represents. Let's see. An old defiled, ungodly Gentile bride that was a harlot that was brought in to be a bride. Grafted into the lineage of the Messiah. Wonder who she represents. I didn't even got to check the commentaries to know. Hey, two women in the Hall of Faith. One represented the Jew and the other represented the Gentiles. The church. Watch, she's the last one mentioned. When he gets done with the church, ain't nobody else getting in. What did it say when he got done mentioning her? By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not. I like that. Perish not, believe not. What about that? When she had, and here's how you get saved, same way she got saved, received. Quit trying to make that hard. Received. Now I'm saying there's a crowd out there watering the gospel down and just telling everybody they got saved. No, we're not going there. Oh, two men. I'm going to need a little help right here. If y'all act like Presbyterians, Episcopalians, or Methodists, I'll throw this at you. I grew up with Baptists. I ain't scared of none of you. I'm five-generation Baptist preacher. I ain't scared of 10 of you at one time. I'll throw it at you. You hit him with it, too. He looked like he did. Y'all help me right here now. Don't make me preach by myself. How did Rahab get saved? Two men knocked on her door one day. That's the gospel, ain't it? He sent them out two by two. She's unsuspecting, clueless, just in there living her wicked life. Two spies knocked on her door. I love that they were spies. They were undercover. They had to be hid. Oh, preacher, the church is undercover today. Well, let me wait till he yanks the cover off. Wait till he takes this flesh off and takes this curse off and takes this old satanic society off. We're undercover right now. I found three more fellas you need to hit with that. Watch this. Two men knocked on her door one day. She is ascending and going to hell. And out of nowhere, they knocked on her door. And they said, we may not look like it today. You're going to have to hide us in a little while. But our king's right behind us over the next hill with a big army, and they're coming real soon. Y'all ain't going to get too many more chances. I'm going to back that up and try again. One woman tried to help me, and that's all. Seth, I'll fire you too, son. You and that skinny guy. The guy in the middle is my friend. Y'all leave him alone. I'm going to try this again out, and y'all act like you saved this time. They said, we don't look like much, just us two standing here today, but in a little while, our king is coming with the army. And we're taking this place over. It'll be ours. Hey, y'all. We don't look like much right now. But in a little while, our king is coming with a big army. And all this is going to be ours. And if you believe that, and she believed them and received them. And then she tagged works on her faith. And she opposed the king, she opposed Satan. She opposed the wicked king who was looking for him. And she sat down. She told a lie. That's the greatest thing she ever did for God, was tell a lie. That's exactly right. Sat down on that box, had them boys under that flax. He said, they went that way. The guy said, how are you going to reconcile her telling a lie and God blessing the putting out of her for it? Well, the same way God's going to send a strong delusion that they all should believe a lie. The old Bible teacher taught me years ago, not everybody deserves the truth. Man broke in your house tonight at gunpoint, wanted to rape your daughter and asked you where she was hiding. You supposed to tell him the truth? Honey, God sent a lying spirit down there in the tongues of the prophets. Over at one time, why would God do that? Anytime somebody's already rejected the truth and trying to kill the truth, God will turn them over to a lie. That's where America's at today. I ain't trying to be ugly, but how do you think that the devil's able to talk most of this generation and talk a man into thinking he's a woman? I'm not being funny, right? And talk a woman into thinking she's a man? And they believe it! I'll tell you why, honey, the judgment for rejecting the truth is God will cause you to believe a lie.
Amen. Exactly right.
And we didn't deserve it, but we accepted it. See, she accepted them boys. And if you'll accept the light he's given you, he'll give you more light. If you reject light, he sends you darkness and then more darkness. But I'm looking for more light and more light and more light. I'd like for it to get real bright around here this week. What about if it got so bright we had to stay for a month? I ain't trying to create nothing. I'm just telling you. There's Sarah. There's Rahab. Two things I'm going to say about it. I never heard this sermon either. I'm enjoying the fire out of it. I don't know how skinny people got into it. Stay out of my sermon, sir. You stay in here with me. All my fat friends say amen right there. Amen. Thank you. See? Y'all are outnumbered. We outweigh you. Outnumber you. There's more of me than they are of you. Watch this. I'm going to say two things to be done. See if the Lord will help us. Greatest message ever heard to help a lady be a Christian lady was out of that text. The man preached on through faith also Sarah herself. Preached on also herself. See, God called Abraham. And she got in on it with an also. And then God did a work in Abraham's life that made her laugh out loud. But that herself, somewhere in there, it got in her. Also, it's for you too, girls. He let a woman, I think he let a woman get the devil back. Speaking of having babies. That's a good one right there. Amen. I love that. All them babies start crying. Isn't that good? That's a good place for it. Because it was through a woman that sin came. And it was through a woman that the Savior came.
Amen.
He let you girls redeem yourself a little bit there. Now, also herself. Do you know what Sarai means? You remember her name didn't always have that H? Fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Five is the number of grace. And the H sound is you breathe it out. I'm about to run. Almost ran right there. God took the I out of her. How did she go from being a woman laughing at God to being great and strong in faith? She laughed and she lied. He yanked that curtain back. What you laughing at? I didn't laugh. Y'all don't act like you ain't ever lied right after you got caught. She laughed and she lied. But that ain't what he says in the New Testament. Can I throw this in? Not one sin of an Old Testament saint is recorded or brought up in the New Testament. He only brags on them. He will not tell you about Moses' temper. He'll tell you about Moses' writings. He won't tell you about Abraham's fear every time he got in a bad neighborhood and told his wife, "You're my sister." He'd tell you about Abraham's faith. Even in the book of Acts, I think, he even baited them. Have you not read what David did when he offered bread in the holy place? There was some blood in that new covenant. You couldn't bring sins up under that blood. There's a cross in that New Testament. All them sins of them Old Testament saints, they're on that cross. He ain't gonna let you talk about it. Woo! Hallelujah to God. Sarah laughed. She lied. And he put her in the hall of faith. Said, look at how good she did. He don't ever talk about look how bad she did. Look how good she did. Woo! Took that eye out of her and put the breath of grace in her. Done the same thing for old Abram. Put that right in the middle of him. Girls, you know what Sarai means? S-A-R-A-I. One who manipulates. You know what Sarah means? A heavenly princess. Sarai gave us Ishmael. And girls, you can manipulate. You can manipulate your husband. You can manipulate your home. You can manipulate your life. You can. And it won't bring nothing but Ishmael's. But you can let him breathe him into you and take I out of you. And you can have Isaac's. Oh, and y'all know who Rahab had there. She's mentioned in Matthew 1, what the grandmother, great-grandmother of David. Grandmother or great-grandmother? Great. Just ask Buchanan, he knows. They call me all across the country. I said, let me study this. Buchanan. What is it? Hang back. The Lord just showed me the answer to that question. You ain't got to be smart. You just got to be smart enough to hang around smart friends. Make sure your other friends are all dumb. Ask your smart friend. Tell your dumb friends. And they'll all think you're smart. The problem comes with follow-up questions. Joking. Got to make a phone call to somebody. Rahab. Great-grandmother. King David. Heard one old preacher say, don't you know David probably favored her? Had her look. He's going to favor us. He became flesh. Get in the heavens, somebody, and look at David. Oh, don't he look a lot like that sweet little old saint over there, Rahab? Yeah. What about that? You know what, when he got done talking about Rahab, the next verse, you still got your Bible open there, said, for the time would fail me to tell any more. when he gets done with the church, he's run out of time. And immediately moves into remembering and rewarding them saints. Moves into the judgment seat and gives that reward. And then goes right into heaven. Hebrews 12:1, there's a great cloud of witnesses in heaven. When he gets done with the church, time runs out. Let's pray. Let's meet around here and pray. Who's going to make music this morning? Somebody come make music. How many of y'all just come around the altars? Let's pray. Let's pray God help us this week. I don't know what you need. You might need to be saved. You better come to Christ. I don't know what you need. God knows what we need around here. Let's call on Him. Let's just call on Him. Let's call on Him.